This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You know the saying, there's an app for that? Popular a couple of years ago, but not now so much because, of course, there's an app for that. Well, how about books? Novels, to be precise. And I don't mean e-books or any of that. Wally Lam is a New York Times best-selling author. He's also leading the way into new digital territory by publishing his latest book. It's called I'll Take You There, in an app produced by the company MetaBook. Yes, you get the written text, of course, but also a full cast, audio dramatization, an original soundtrack, short films, a photo gallery as well, lots of stuff. Wally Lam, it's good to talk to you.
Hey, good to speak with you too, Kai.
I will tell you, I messed around with it a little bit last night at home on an iPad, and it was quite the experience. I do wonder, though, what it was that made you as an author be interested in writing a book for this format.
I think in terms of, my technical ability and so forth, I'm about a day and a half's drive away from the cutting edge. However, this just dazzled me when I saw the prototype. The MetaBook guys showed me something that they had made from the John Berendt book.
Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah. And I was just I was amazed at what you can do when you read a story. And so I didn't really shape the story to the MetaBook design.
Yeah.
You know, I was encouraged to write the story and then, they would play with it creatively, once I had that down.
You know what it reminded me a lot of as I was messing around with this app last night? Because it's an app, right? I mean, it's a book inside an app, basically.
An enhanced ebook, yeah.
Enhanced ebook, that's good. What it reminded me of was back when DVDs started to come with all those extras, right? Like the behind-the-scenes interviews and the cutting room floor scenes and all that jazz. And that never really caught on. And I wonder if you worry about the same fate for this.
You know, I don't, because I look at the way that my millennial-aged kids consume media. You know, when they come home for Christmas, they're in their early 30s now, but when they come home for Christmas or whatever, they're watching ESPN, they're on their iPod, and they're, typing electronically or reading something on a tablet. So, you know, a lot of people talk about millennials having, a shorter attention span. I think it's just a different way to consume.
But don't you, as an author, right, as the guy who sweats and bleeds and gets these words on a page, right, don't you want people to just sit down with the piece of paper and, the actual paper book and be in your words?
Well, that's the way I will read, whether it's electronically or turning pages. But I look at my wife. We're the same age, and she reads electronically, and she loves to take breaks between chapters and, look up something on Wikipedia or look at a word that she doesn't know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, same here. Talk to me for a second about the book itself. It's called I'll Take You There. What prompted you to write it? It's about a woman who was big in silent films.
Yeah, I had a little novel that was published back in 2007. It's called Wishin' and Hopin'. And it was made into a movie, and the premiere of the movie was at a wonderful old vaudeville theater in New London, Connecticut. It's called the Guard Theater. And so while I was down there talking to the managers, they mentioned just sort of casually that there have been ghost sightings at this theater. So I thought, well, that was interesting. I started doing research, and I found the name Lois Weber. Mm-hmm. She was a silent film director. I'm thinking to myself, silent film director who's a woman?
Yeah.
Wow. She was just a fascination to me. She was a mover and shaker back in the days of D.W. Griffith, but of course she's sort of fallen by the wayside. So I made her a ghost who's haunting the Guard Theater, and, I put her center stage.
The new book from Wally Lam, and it is now out in something called MetaBook, is a novel called I'll Take You There. Wally, thanks very much for your time.
Hey, thanks. I really enjoyed this. Appreciate it.